First, a disclaimer. I don't actually know that much about beer. I'm definitely not a beer connoisseur. But at Harvest, I spent several hours with a group of people who are really passionate, not to mention knowledgeable, about the topic of beer.
Particularly like spring beer, like a Mai Bach would come in May. Mai means May. Bock beers typically come in the early spring, so maybe March. Double IPA, we try to brew some beers that have a little bit more character in the winter, heading through to springtime with a little bit higher alcohol volume.
That's good to know. No one's ever explained that to me.
Is this your first time here
It's
for the
my
food
first
dinner?
beer dinner, yeah.
Excellent.
That was Kevin Eichelberger, brewmaster of Red Eye Brewing Company. Sitting next to a brewmaster, I discovered, is a good way to learn about beer. But it would have been hard not to pick something up. Sitting next to Kevin was the brewmaster from the Blackstone Brewery in Nashville. Across from me was a guy named Seth. Seth brews his own beer at home. Where did he learn so much about beer, I asked him. Was there a brewmaster back in his Burlington family line?
No, but I grew up appreciating beer. My dad wasn't a Miller Lite drinker. A lot of dark beers, a lot of Bocks in the spring. Now I do that. Except I just brew my own.
Well, I started the evening as a neophyte, but only a few hours in, I was talking trade. The Conquest Rye ESB, in case you're wondering, was an English-style beer made with 18% rye malt and two types of hops. ESB, I learned, stands for Extra Special Bitter. And the Serendipity Double IPA? A heavily hopped bitter beer with fruity esters. Okay, so I didn't catch what an ester was. But I did get that the Scarlet 7, which was a little spicy and a little fruity, was brewed with California-grown caramelized Black Mission figs. Back in the kitchen, Harvest chef Derek Rowe said these beer dinners were fun for him because he gets to think up dishes that not only taste good with the beer, but also add up to a dinner.
It's still a menu, so we have to think of it in context of the whole. So tasting all those beers, thinking just general concepts of what kind of flavors would work well, something sparks something, and I just wanted to say leaky Welsh rarebit, so we went with a British theme.
With the ESP, Chef Rowe served cured beef. And paired with my favorite, the Red Eye Nut Brown, pork roast and prunes.
It's got a little bit of sweetness. It's got that almost nutty brown flavors, those almost caramels, and the kind of richness, the fattiness of the pork roast really plays well with that little bit of sweetness. And then the dried fruits are always something that's really nice with the brown ales.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the great food. Maybe it was the high alcohol content in a few of the beers. But speaking as someone who's only just relocated back to Wisconsin, I'm thinking it might be worthwhile to work on a new beer hobby.